I hope that Boris will look at the cartoon and go, I don't like that, and that's a little bit embarrassing.
In the topsy-turvy world of British politics, the lines between satire and reality are blurred. Christian Adams, political cartoonist for London's Evening Standard, has made a career from mocking politicians. Partygate makes it all too easy.
He's probably the only politician, apart from Trump probably, who you can draw from behind, and everybody knows who he is. I think a political cartoon is, it seems serious at the same time as being sort of trivial and funny, so I think it's good to have both of those things rather than be too earnest, but hopefully it shows up serious points, I hope so.
The long-awaited report by senior civil servant Sue Gray talked of a serious failure of leadership and behaviour difficult to justify, criticism that lands at the Prime Minister's door, even though Johnson isn't explicitly named. And we know there's more to come. Police are investigating 12 out of 16 gatherings, far more than first thought. 500 pages of evidence and 300 photos are being pored over. Despite all the damaging new claims and clamours from some of his MPs to resign, he remains in office, telling a meeting of Conservative Party members on Monday night that he will clean up Downing Street and reshuffle his government.
Boris Johnson presided over the biggest election win for any political party since 1979. A lot of his MPs owe their careers to him, but is brand Boris now tarnished beyond repair?
In a recent snap poll, two-thirds of voters said they wanted Boris Johnson to resign following the Sue Gray report. 83% believe he broke lockdown rules. 75% believe he's not telling the truth.
The Conservative Party is not even pretending to be invested in the national interest. They are considering only what is in their immediate electoral fortune. If they think that the Prime Minister is an electoral liability, they'll dispatch him. If they think that they can muddle through to the next election with him on board and that dispatching him will be too costly electorally, they'll keep him. That's it. And that really is an indictment of Britain's political landscape.
With Johnson in Ukraine, the focus is back on the business of government. Cabinet ministers are keen to move on.
The balloons, the hat, obviously, cheese in his pocket that he's nicked, and the wine in the mini suitcase.
But Johnson's troubles haven't gone away. And for the satirists, they're a gift that keeps on giving. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Westminster.